Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Watson. I am in the studio healing sermons and prayer lives. I am your humble host in this studio healing sermons. You can get it or connected to us when you go to Port Bill. You install Podbean app, and then you search for healing sermons. You can get connected to Pastor Daniel Watson on Facebook when you go to The Perfect Healer. The name of the page is The Perfect Healer in one word. You can also go on our YouTube channel, Watson, O-U-A-K-S. O-N. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Today we are going to talk about identify your gift, part 3. We have already seen part 1, part 2, and today we end by the grace of God with the part 3. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ, He loves you. Begin to share the link. Begin to share the link to invite someone. This is a live service. Share the link. Yes, my brother, my sister. Share the link to invite someone you love. Myself, I am sharing the link. Hallelujah. Yes. Share the link to invite someone. Yes, Lord, worship you, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. Worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you. Why? For your name is holy. Your name is holy. Ah, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. Your name is holy. Holy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your power. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the breath of life. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the healing power. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the deliverance power. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for salvation power. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the breath of life you have given to my brother and sister. My Father, you are marvelous. Thank you, Jehovah. Share the link, my brother, my sister, share the link. Yes, share the link to bless someone. Be blessed as you do so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Where you are, raise up your voice, begin to pray. Father, Lord, I thank you for the breath of life you have given me. I thank you for your protection, for your deliverance. I thank you, Jesus Christ, because you were with me in the night. I was busy sleeping like a baby. You have protected me. Thank you, Jehovah, for your love. Thank you, Jehovah, for your kindness. Thank the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, my brother. Thank the Lord, my sister. Father, Lord, I thank you for your protection over my life. I thank you for protecting my body, spirit, and soul. I thank you, O Lord, for healing me every day. I thank you, O Lord, for the gift you have given me to live a long life. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you, the God of Azakias, you have extended our days to live in this world. Thank you, Jesus Christ. It is for your glory, Lord. Our body, spirit, and soul have been dedicated unto you to save you, to glorify you, to worship you, to testify you. Continue to protect us, O Lord. You, the God of John chapter 17. You, the God of John chapter 17. Yes, Lord, from 16 to 18. You accepted the prayer of the Messiah to protect his disciple. I am, O Lord, one of them. I am one of them. My brother and sister, he is one of them. Continue to protect us in the four corners of the world. Protect my brother, my sister, O Lord, in the day, in the night. My father, as long as you have given us the work to do on earth, to glorify your mighty name, continue, Papa, to protect us against the havoc of this world. Protect us, O Lord, against the trap of our enemies. Protect us, O Lord. Protect our mind, our spirit and soul. Protect our organs, O Lord. Protect us, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we walk, let your angel be with us. When we speak, let your wisdom be with us. When we sleep, let your light be with us. Your angel be with us. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everywhere we go, O Lord, let your angel be with us. Protect my brother and sister by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray, mighty God, mighty Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, the same yesterday, today, and forever. May your nine gifts be utilized for the edification of the body of Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, send your nine gifts to bless your people. Many people, they are impatient and they go and meet witch doctor in order to receive gift and power. Here we are, our Lord, we are patient. Continue to bless your servant. Bless your prophet. Bless your prophet, bless your pastor, bless your pastor, bless, O Lord, your doctor, bless your evangelist, bless your apostle with the power of the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jehovah, for your gift. Thank you, Jehovah, for your gift. You, the God of the Pentecost, you blessed the children of God, the disciple of Jesus Christ, with the gift of the Spirit of God. Baptize whoever desire the gift of your Spirit, O Lord. Baptize us by the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost we desire. The baptism of the Holy Ghost I desire. The baptism of the Holy Ghost he desires. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, applaud for the Spirit of God. Begin to applaud in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Applaud, applaud, applaud. People of God, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Watson in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. I would like to inform you that this service is connected directly live broadcasted on YouTube channel Watson, OUAKSON, on Facebook. The page is The Perfect Healer in One Word. Yes, my brother, my sister, today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. We are going to speak about identifying the nine gifts. Remember, Apostle Paul said, you and I, we have to desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. Desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. My brother, my sister, I invite you to follow, to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 1 to 11, is right now 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 1 to 11. We have been reading this biblical verse. We are not going to read it here, but you please take note and read. Today we are going to speak to talk about the non-gift, yes, in details, and for you to understand the right gift you desire for the glory of God. Remember, Apostle Paul said that you and I, we have to desire the gift of the Holy Ghost and the right one. All the gifts, they are necessary, but not all the gifts, they are assigned for you. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. All the gifts of the Holy Ghost, they are necessary, but not all the gifts, they are assigned for you. You need to desire the gift of God based on the need of your environment. What is your environment? Your environment can be to bless your church, to bless your family, to bless your locality, to bless your city, to bless your country, to bless your continent. What is your environment? What is your environment? You need to know, first of all, your environment and the need of your environment. Then you will ask the right gift that God will give to you, because it will be for the benefit of the people of God in your environment. King Solomon, in the dream, God asked him, desire the gift. What do you want me to give you? He did not ask for money. He did not ask for cars. He did not ask for buildings. He said, give me wisdom and knowledge. Why? Because I want to know how to lead your people. The gift of God that you ask, my brother, my sister, it is for the benefit of the children of God. The gift that you ask, my brother, my sister, it is for the benefit of the children of God. Don't ask gift for you for the intention to be rich. The gift that you ask, it is for the benefit of the children of God. You know it very well, my brother, my sister. Now, here we have 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. Remember, if today you are baptized by the Spirit of God, which you call the baptism of the Holy Ghost, definitely you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can't be baptized by the Spirit of God and you manifest what you call the fruit of the word. No, it is not possible. By the time you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will be inside you, and the Holy Ghost will give you what He only has. What He only has. The Holy Ghost will give you what He only has. The Holy Ghost has the fruit of the Spirit of God. Then you're going to manifest the fruit of the Spirit of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will only give you what He has. What He has, it is the image of God. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, rejoice in the Lord. You ask yourself, which gift do you have? Remember, to each and every one, God has given a gift. 1, 2, 3 gifts. Something from God is with you. But unfortunately, based on the way you and I we behave, we quench the Spirit of God. We frustrate the gift of God inside us. May the message of today stimulate that gift that has been quenched inside you because of the sin of your ancestors, because of the sin of your ancestors, because of the sin of your parents, because of your personal sin. Remember, sins frustrate the gift of God inside us. You are gifted, but because of your behavior, you find yourself that what God has put in you is not manifesting. You find yourself that what God has invested in you is not manifesting. You talk about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but you feel like Jesus Christ is not working for you. It is not because Jesus Christ does not love you, but it is because you have made Jesus Christ to be dead in your life. May Jesus Christ be alive in your life. May Jesus Christ be alive in your life. Someone is asking, how can Jesus Christ be alive in my life? To make Jesus Christ alive in your life is to live the life of sanctification, the life of holiness. The godliness that we desire, we manifest every day. Because you are God. Do not accept to die like a dog. The way you honor the gift of the Spirit of God inside you, it is the same way the Holy Ghost will honor you. Understand this very well. The gift of God is inside you. Because you have been created in the image of God. Remember, the image of God was lost, but restored by the work, through the work of Calvary, Jesus Christ of Nazareth came to restore the image of God which was lost. Welcome, Veronica Goga. Welcome, JXHMXWSI. You are in the house of God, healing sermons and the prayer house. The image of God was recovered through the work of Calvary. The image of God was recovered through the work of Calvary. Welcome, Jeremy Muyenga. The image of God was recovered through the work of Calvary. Remember, you and I, we lost the image of God. But because of the work of Calvary, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what he did on the cross of Calvary, the image of God was recovered. So, meaning that you and I, we were created in the image of God. In the image of God, we were created. And the image of God contains the fruit of the Spirit of God. The image of God contains the fruit of the Spirit of God. So, the fruit of the Spirit of God stimulates the gift of the Holy Ghost, meaning that in you there is a gift. In you there are gifts. Now you ask a question, why your gift or the gift of God which are inside you, why those gifts, they are not powerful? Or why those gifts, they are not exercised? Why those gifts, you don't see them? But you do have them, I'm telling you the truth. But why you don't see them? It is because there is something that is missing. Remember, what you need to understand here is this. Please take note. Everyone knows Jesus Christ. But not everyone loves Jesus Christ. Point number one. Everyone may use the name of Jesus Christ. But not everyone uses the name of Jesus Christ with the power and authority. Everyone knows the name of Jesus Christ. But not everyone has been given permission to use the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is a signature. When we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you end your prayer there. That That is the signature, meaning that I am praying on behalf of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the meaning. I am praying on behalf. I am delivering on behalf. I am delivering on behalf. I am blessing on behalf. I am cursing on behalf. Do you understand? I am doing this on behalf of the Son of the Living God. That is why you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the revelation you understand. How will you pray on behalf of the Son of the Living God when you and I, we have not yet received permission, authority? Authority means permission. Jesus Christ said he has given us power and authority to do what? To trample sick and serpent. Power and authority. Authority is the permission. You have been authorized to work for God. You have been authorized to declare on behalf of God. You have been given a signature, the stamp from the Lord. Hallelujah. That is authority. Power, it is anointing. Remember, the anointing without authority will be misused. And the anointing without authority, is misused. And authority without anointing is powerless. Know it very well. That is why when God gives you authority, he gives you power, the anointing. It is like a president of a republic who has been appointed to be president of the country, meaning that he has received authority to lead, to govern, to rule. Now, to justify his authority, there is a power, army, police, court, justice. That is the meaning. If justice is not there, if police is not there, if army is not there, the president of the republic, no matter the authority that he has, he will not exercise the authority. That is why you and I, we need to understand this very well. That you need power and authority. Now, how? The name of Jesus Christ is powerful. Why? Because it is connected to the divine nature of the Son of God. Be writing down. I'm busy. I'm about to end my service. Be connected. I'm going somewhere. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is powerful. Why? Because it is connected to the divine nature of the Son of God. That is why you see many people, they use the name of Jesus Christ in different languages. In different languages, it still works for them. Why? When they are using the name of Jesus Christ in Hebrew, in English, in French, in Congo, native language, whatever, it still works. Why? Because in their mind, in their spirit, they are connected to the divine nature of the Son of God. That is number one. Now, the name of Jesus Christ is powerful in your tongue. Why? Because it contains four things. Please take note. Four things. This is a revelation prophetically. Four things. Number one, the Word of God. How will the name of Jesus Christ be powerful in you when you don't know the Word of God? When you do not desire the Word of God? Number one, the Word of God. Number two, the Spirit of God. Why? Because the Word of God attracts the Spirit of God. Remember John chapter 5, the mystery of the pool of Bethesda. Water in the swimming pool, attracting the angel to come and to shake the water. The angel that was coming to shake the water in John chapter 5, he is the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, if today you love him, you need to obey to his command. Meaning that the Word of God attracts the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, what it does, attracts now, gives you power and authority. Power and authority. And the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, it will be fresh with you. It will not be dry. It will be fresh. It is still fresh. God showed me that the blood of Jesus Christ, which was used there on the cross of Calvary, it is still fresh. as if you have just killed a goat.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.
As if you have just killed a lamb. Understand this very well. That is where there is the power of healing, the power of deliverance, the power to bless, the power to curse. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Four things. The word of God, the Holy Ghost, power and authority, the blood of Jesus Christ. All those things you will get them when you start step number one, the word of God. Now, here we have non-gift of the Holy Ghost. Non-gift of the Holy Ghost. Welcome, Bendil. Welcome, Ancho Bull. You are in the house of God. Non-gift of the Holy Ghost, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 1 to 11. Now, let us see. Those non-gift, my brother, my sister, they are divided in three main categories. Those non-gift, my brother, my sister, they are divided in three main categories. Understand this very well. Three main categories. The first category that you need to understand is revelation. Revelational gift. I am presenting this to you in order to know which gift to desire. Remember, the gift that you are going to desire should be in connection with the need of your environment. Understand part one of this sermon, which was preached last Tuesday of this week. Part two of this sermon, which was preached last Wednesday of this week, and today it is part three, we end here. Please follow it, search it on our website, www.themosthighgod.org. Search it, identify your gift, part one. Identify your gift, part two. Then you're gonna see, connect everything for your knowledge. So, three main categories of the gift of the Holy Ghost. The first category, revelational gift. The revelational gift here, my brother, my sister, the purpose is to maintain. The purpose is to guide. Why God is giving revelational gift? If you have revelational gift, it means that your preaching, your service, your ministration, it will be there to guide people, to maintain people, to guide people, to maintain people, to make them connected, not to run away from the presence of God. Do you see that it is important? Revelational gift, it is when we see here wisdom. For instance, wisdom. The wisdom, the gift of wisdom, and the gift of knowledge. These are revelational gifts. The children of God, they need the wisdom of God. They need teaching. They need the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God will make them not to be astray. The knowledge of God will make them to follow the shepherd because they are the sheep. Revelational gift. Do you desire revelational gift? Hallelujah. Do you desire revelational gift? Do you see? Here, revelational gift, we have, as I said, the wisdom, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, that is very important, and discernment of the Spirit. The discernment of the Spirit. You need it, because if not, you will be astray. If you do not have the discernment of the Spirit, you will follow the wrong shepherd. That is why many people are following wrong churches, and they are lost. They are sold by foolish pastors. Not me. It is there in the book of Zechariah chapter 11. That is why you and I, we need to understand this. The second category that you need to understand, my brother, my sister, is a power gift. If God does not give you revelational gift, He will give you power gift. Desire the right gift based on the need of your environment. Hallelujah. Power gift. The purpose of power gift, it is to heal. Is to heal. Is to deliver. Is your environment desire, does your environment desire healing? Do you see? Identify the need of your environment, my brother, my sister. Because all the gifts, they are important. But not all the gifts, they are assigned to you.
power gift.
It is to heal. The power gift we have here, the gift of faith. I think you are writing down. And the gift of healing and the miracle. The gift of miracle, the gift of healing, the gift of faith. Then the last category we have here is the category of expression, communication. Expression, communication, convincing. That category, when you have it, my brother, my sister, you will make people to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. This gift, category number 3, expression, communication, glorifying the name of Jesus Christ. It is for people to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. It is for people to grow in the Spirit of God. When you have these 3 categories, the 3rd category of the gift of the Holy Ghost, your work, we have the intention to make people grow, and to make people testify, glorify the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In this category, we have the speaking in tongue. Remember, the speaking in tongue, it is not for the believer. Understand this very well. The speaking in tongue, it is for non-believer. I mean the purpose. The reason why God has given speaking in tongue to you, it is to convince the unbeliever, not the believer. That is why you need to pay attention. There are people that speak in tongue anyhow. Anyhow. Before even they start praying, they start speaking in tongue. When they are angry with the people, they are committing sin, they are fighting, they fight in tongue. Tongue becomes like a biscuit, like a chingum, they mash every day. Tongue becomes like the toy, they play toy, they speak in tongue anyhow. Even the pastor gonna say, speak in tongues. How can you command a child of God to speak in tongues? When this comes through the Holy Ghost. Remember, from next week, don't miss this service. We are now going to go in details. Gift per gift, okay? I've just been inspired just now. So from next week, don't miss this teaching. We will go gift per gift, so that you will understand how to behave. This is dangerous. The category number 3, my brother, my sister, which is the gift of expression, communication, glorification. When you have it, I am telling you, you will express the power of God. You will express the testimony of God. You will glorify the name of God. Here we have a speaking in tongues. And we have interpretation of tongues. Okay? And we have a prophetic word. The prophecy, when it comes, you will make people grow. The prophecy, when it comes, you will make people glorify the name of Jesus Christ. The gift of interpretation of tongue, when it comes, you will make people understand the language of God, the message of God. In this category number 3, we have dreams. Dreams is part of prophetic gift. It is in this category number 3, expression, communication, glorification. You glorify the name of Jesus Christ, and you make people glorify the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, this is marvelous. As you understand this, desire the gift of the Holy Ghost, and choose the right gift of the Holy Ghost. All the gifts, they are necessary, but not all the gifts are assigned to you. Many people, they ask, gift number one or gift number two, but God has prepared them to have gift number five or six or seven. Meaning that if you desire the wrong gift, you may have it, but you will not be prosperous in that gift. The gift of God, which God has assigned for you, will make you prosperous. Prosperity does not mean riches. Riches is included in prosperity. No, riches is included in prosperity. Yes, but not the prosperity in riches.
Hey God, I thank God.
This is a prophetic citation. Riches is included in prosperity, but not prosperity in riches. By the time you receive the right gift of the God assigned to you, you will be prosperous. Prosperity gives you the ability to have whatever you desire. Why? Because what you desire does not exaggerate on the will of God. Write it down. This is the definition of a prosperity, prophetically speaking. Prosperity gives you the ability to receive what you desire. Because what you desire does not exaggerate on the will of God. A prosperous person is that person who feels sufficient with God. It is that person who has everything in his mind with God. It is that person that does not envy. It is that person who feels self-content with God. Only with God, he feels he has everything. Even though he does not have it physically in his mind, he feels he has it. That person is already rich. That is the real riches. While there are people that are rich in this world, it is a material richness. They are not prosperous. Prosperity gives you peace. The gift of God, which you received from God, because assigned naturally to you, will make you prosperous. Any gift of God you desire, God may give it to you, it's possible, but will it make you prosperous? The gift that God has planned for you, when you identify it and you stimulate it by your worldly desire, by your godliness, that gift will make you prosperous. It is like a person who goes to do a business which has not been assigned to him. That business may work, but he will never have peace. How will you desire to be a pastor when God did not plan for you to be a pastor? How will you desire to be a prophet when God did not plan for you to be a prophet? You will prophesy, but will you have a real peace? Remember, there is a perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. I end my service here. Perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. You need to understand the right gift to choose based on the need of your environment. Whatever you choose based on the need of your environment, God will happily give it to you because it will be for the benefit of the people of God in your environment. The perfect will of God, it is the original plan of God for you and for us. It comes with the grace to overcome any challenge. The permissive will of God, it is the will of God that gives you the grace to receive what you desire, even though it was not planned naturally and originally by God. That permissive will is comes with trouble, persecution, because you have desired it from God and it was not the perfect will of God. God loves you, he will give you what you desire. But since it is not in the perfect will of God, it will come with
trouble, persecution. Why? Because fire must burn you. Fire must burn you in order to get the right form. And God will say, you have succeeded. Then you make it. I end my service here. Begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for this word. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for speaking to me. I have understood the three main categories of the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. Give me the grace, Jehovah, to choose the right gift. Give me the grace, Jehovah, to choose the right gift for the benefit of your people. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes. Give me the grace, O Lord, to choose the right gift for the benefit of your people. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Begin to bless the brother, bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the Holy Ghost, bless the man of God. Bless, 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 bless. Bless your body, spirit, and soul. Bless, we have just finished. We're going to meet this evening, midnight prayer, South Africa time. Don't miss the service of today. Midnight prayer. Yes, midnight time from South Africa today. Remember, midnight prayers, they are deliverance prayers. Bless the Holy Ghost, bless the Holy Ghost, bless the brother, bless the sister, bless your body, spirit, and soul. Yes, I bless here, brother Jeremy Muyenda, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bendil, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless Auntie So Bui. I bless JXH and XWSY. Veronica Gonga, Goga, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless Sister Paleo and Vic and Sister Monica. I bless everyone, even those I did not call their name here, blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless everyone following this service on YouTube. Please do not forget to click on like and click on subscribe in order to be always connected. You love the word of God, you will do so. I bless everyone following this service via Facebook, everyone following this service via Twitter, Daniel Marketer. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. I will be back in this studio in the next 2 minutes for this service in French. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Welcome to our online radio channel. The name of the podcast is Healing Sermons and Prayer House. This is a radio channel of prophetic and deliverance services. It is a virtual house of prayer for the deliverance and salvation of our souls. Find us everywhere online, on Podbean, on Spotify, or any other online podcast service. Our website, www.themosthighgod.org. WhatsApp, +27 62 971 6167. Daily Monday to Saturday from 1:35 p.m. South Africa time. Come, listen to healing, deliverance and prophetic sermons with the doctrine of repentance, reconciliation and restoration in Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. And you will never be the same again.